He came from another world, sent by his parents to save him from their planet's demise, was raised by humble farmers, and grew into the kind of hero who stood for something bigger than himself. For truth, justice, and the American way. That's what he fought for. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at the live-action film that didn't just redefine superhero cinema, it practically invented it. With its sweeping score, timeless storytelling, and heartfelt performances, this movie still captures imaginations today. Stay tuned. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered. If you're tired of wasting time searching for clean, family-friendly entertainment, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jennifer, a lifelong TV enthusiast who grew up on the kind of shows I now spotlight for parents like you. So skip the scrolling, because I'm here to help you discover timeless classics and forgotten TV shows that are perfect for your family. Thanks for tuning in. Today we'll be talking about one of my all-time favorite films, Superman. Thanks to producers Ilya and Alexander Salkind, this cinematic milestone flew off the comic book pages and straight into our hearts. There's a reason this one continues to soar. And hey, there are some behind-the-scenes mysteries and real-life heroism tied to this story too, but we'll save that for a special bonus episode waiting for you on our website. Wow, Superman. This is a big one for me to talk about. So Superman was originally created in the early 30s by two teenage boys, Jerry Siegel and Joel Shuster. Who'd have thought that their creation of Superman, first published in DC Comics in 1938, would become such a pop culture icon and phenomenon that lasts through generations beyond their own? Superman is by far my favorite movie of all time. I first saw this movie when I was a young kid. I don't even remember the exact age, but I was so mesmerized by the idea of a man flying in the air and saving people from danger and any other situation that they needed his help with. Now, Superman has so many qualities, and there's almost sort of a biblical parallel to this movie as well, because his parents send him to Earth in order to save his life from their planet's demise, which is similar to God sending Jesus down to Earth to save humanity as well. And then Superman, as a child, is found by some humble farmers, Jonathan and Martha Kent, and raise him as their own child, which parallels the story of Moses as well, when Moses' mother saves Moses from being murdered by the Egyptians and places him in a basket in the water and sends him adrift, where Pharaoh's daughter ends up finding him and raising him as her own child. And as a Christian, I see the parallels there. And it's interesting how the movie industry in those early years was able to showcase those biblical parallels in movies, whether intentional or not. But it wasn't until 1978 that really made Superman a household name. It was in 1978 that then a new actor, Christopher Reeve, came onto the scene as Superman. That's who is and always will be Superman to me. You can't beat the original. There is no other Superman, regardless of how many sequels have been made since 1978. I know many people try to bring it back because it's such a great story, but you will never beat the Salkind's 1978 version. If you've never seen Superman, it is a marvel to watch for the first time. So Superman stands for truth, justice, and the American way. He always tells the truth, so obviously he never lies, and he stands up for what's right, and he fights for what he believes in. And I really hope if you've never seen it before and you watch it for the first time, you don't judge it too quickly because of the visual effects. Remember, back in 1978, they weren't using the fancy CGI graphics that we see now. People actually had to be creative and think of ways of how to make these action sequences take place. So obviously you can see the green screens and stuff like that. But aside from that, don't judge it too harshly because of the graphics. Just understand the time period it was at and appreciate what the cast, what the crew did with what they had and use their minds to make this story come to life. I love the action in this film. I mean, come on now, Superman flying in the air, always at the right place at the right time. You have Lois Lane, who instantly has a crush on him and likes the guy like any woman would and swoon over Superman. Christopher Reeve was a very handsome man at the time. What girl didn't have a crush on Christopher Reeve? I did, and I was little, and I was a very little kid. But even as a young adult, you couldn't help but have a little crush on Christopher Reeve. He was just a handsome man. Another aspect of the movie, and one of the most important parts of this, is the music. Come on now, John Williams, the most infamous film composer of all time, composed the music for Superman. It just totally elevates the movie. And the movie wouldn't be what it is without the master of music himself, John Williams. The sound of Superman, that opening theme of Superman, it is so recognizable. I don't know anybody who doesn't recognize the theme song for Superman. My husband notes how it sounds eerily similar to Star Wars. And there's no surprise there because obviously John Williams composed the music for Star Wars as well. What was really cool one time too when I was younger is I actually went to one of John Williams' concerts at the Hollywood Bowl back in the early 2000s and watched him play so many of the movie hits that he did the music for. And of course, my favorite was when he played Superman, when he conducted Superman with the orchestra there. That was the highlight of my summer that year. So where can you watch Superman? I haven't found it available streaming for free anywhere, but you can rent it or buy the DVD on all the usual platforms like Amazon and Walmart. But I know you can stream it on YouTube, movies and TV, on Amazon, and other platforms that I will link in the show notes and on the website. But give it a shot. And I hope you have the same experience that I had as a child when I watched it for the first time. Before I wrap up, there's one more layer to this story that I couldn't ignore. Christopher Reeve, who brought Superman to life, didn't just play a symbol of strength. He became one. The man who played this iconic hero would go on to become one in real life after a tragic accident in 1995 that left him a quadriplegic. But that wasn't the end of his story. It was the beginning of a new mission. One filled with bravery, advocacy, and unshakable hope, not just for him, but for his whole family. I've recorded a special bonus episode about Christopher Reeve's journey, his life with paralysis, his fight for medical research, and how he redefined what it means to be a hero. You can listen to that now on the Family TV Uncovered podcast. That brings us to the end of this Family TV Uncovered episode. I hope you enjoyed learning about Superman. Join me next week where I'll be diving into the world of one of TV's most iconic problem solvers. Picture this, a man who can save the day with a paperclip, duct tape, and sheer ingenuity. This wasn't just a show about action. It was about thinking outside the box, using your brains over brawn, and solving problems with creativity and resourcefulness. Whether you were a fan of the 80s and remember the mullet hairstyle, the gadgets, or the endless resourcefulness, you'll want to hear why this show still inspires us today. Stay tuned for all the exciting details. You won't want to miss it. Thank you for tuning in today. Please help me grow this podcast by leaving a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode and drop me a line in the comments below or send me a message at my website at www.familytvuncovered.com. Share this episode with family and friends who you think will also enjoy this content. And I will catch you on the next episode.